We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today on this Sunday before Thanksgiving. I always, every year, have a kind of a ritual that I go through and I highlight different individuals that were on the Mayflower and seek to know a little bit more about their family, if there's any recorded history about them. And this year was Edward and Gilbert Winslow, two brothers that were on the Mayflower, who both signed the Mayflower Compact, but were coming to the United States not only for religious liberty, but also as missionaries to the Indians. As a matter of fact, Edward Winslow was buried at sea between Hispaniola and Jamaica in 1655, where he had gone to be a missionary, sent out from his colonial church, and died on board the ship as they were making their way there. But he and his brother both had a tremendous burden to reach the lost. And one of the verses that inspired both of these men is found in Psalm 100. And it was the first verse that stood out in their hearts and minds. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. What are the next three words? All ye lands. It was Edward who preached a message in those early years as they were building and establishing a colony there in Massachusetts. He said, how can all the lands make a joyful noise unto the Lord if they don't even know who He is? We must go. We must carry the gospel. And so from that little colony of believers, a man went forth to carry the gospel to those that were in the Caribbean. He was not able to do much there because of the sickness that was aboard that ship and passing in that regard, but his heart was burdened for the lost. I want to read Psalm 100. It's very familiar to us all. But that first verse is what inspired two brothers to carry the gospel because they wanted all lands to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And let me just ask you this question before we read this. Do you desire to make a joyful noise? And do you want others? Do you want the gospel to go forth? It's easy to say, oh yes, of course I do. But when we make no effort at home, no effort in our neighborhood, no effort at all among family members who are lost to share the good news, how will they ever bring a joyful noise unto the Lord? Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Oh, how we need to be reminded of the glory of our Lord, but also of the glorious privilege to carry the gospel to those that are lost around us, that they might join the everlasting chorus, making a joyful noise unto the Lord.